Last week, Seattle became the first city in the nation to establish a $15 minimum wage for all workers. And it all happened really quickly. The framework was established by a panel of business and labor leaders, and then the city council passed it in record time. The reason that it passed so fast? Because looming over the entire process was a group called 15 Now. They were pushing a much more aggressive $15 an hour plan, one that some businesses said would be devastating to them. 15 Now was threatening to take the issue to voters in November. They wanted to enshrine the $15 an hour wage in the city charter through a charter amendment. But now we've learned that there was actually no way this group could legally put a charter amendment before voters in November. Wow. Here to break down that crazy story, KUW reporter Deborah Wong. Hi, Deb. This is like the unfolding saga.
It's really weird.
Okay, well, let's just go back to the beginning. After Ed Murray was elected last fall, what happened with the minimum wage?
Well, Murray had made raising the minimum wage one of his campaign promises. And the first thing he did when he took office is he put together a big committee of business representatives, of labor union representatives, and community groups. And he said, look, you guys sit at this table and come up with a plan that's acceptable to everybody that would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. At the same time that these folks were meeting, there was another group called 15 Now. They were mobilizing to start collecting signatures to put the issue before voters in November. And their idea was that if this political process the mayor was starting, if that failed, they wanted to be able to go to voters and have them vote directly on a minimum wage increase because they were quite sure that voters would support $15 an hour. So from the very beginning of their deliberations, the committee was under a lot of pressure from 15 Now.
Okay, well, that makes sense. But 15 Now eventually decided to collect signatures for a charter amendment, which is, as I understand it, different from a basic citizens initiative. So why that path?
Okay, so if you are a citizen and you want to put something before voters, you can either do an initiative petition or a charter amendment. The normal process is the initiative, right?
Right.
The city's charter is like the city's constitution. So if you want to change the charter, it's a bigger deal. You have to collect more signatures to qualify for the ballot. But once you pass a charter amendment, it's harder to change. It's harder to roll back. So it's actually a more permanent fix. Now, 15 Now filed paperwork to do either an initiative or a charter amendment. Actually, they filed both paperwork.
Wow.
And they ultimately decided to pursue the charter amendment.
Okay, so they were pursuing it. But the mayor and the city council passed the $15 an hour wage. 15 Now seems okay with it, but we're learning that after the fact, it wouldn't have been possible to put this charter amendment on the November ballot. So it was all an empty threat? How is this possible?
Well, it's really a surprise. So it turns out that the city charter can be amended in any November election by the city council. Right? By the city council. But for voters like you or I, if we want to amend the city charter, we can only do that during municipal general elections. And those in the city of Seattle, we vote for our mayor, city council in odd years. So we voted for the mayor last year,
right,
in 2013. We voted for some city council members in 2011. So that is the law. You cannot, as a voter, bring a charter amendment to the voters unless it's an off-year election.
Okay, a dumb question. Why didn't anybody know about this?
I don't know. I can tell you, though, that in January of this year, the city clerk's office put out a guide for people who are interested in pursuing the charter amendment process, and it actually contained the wrong information.
Uh-huh.
So the guide says very clearly, it's for informational purposes only. Please consult your city laws and please consult an attorney. However, it goes on to recommend a timetable for 2014. So if you're interested in collecting signatures for a charter amendment, there's an August 5th deadline.
For 2014.
Right. It leads you to believe that you can file it for a charter amendment
right
this year. So I just spoke with the city clerk. She said it was an oversight, that they copied guidelines from an initiative process pamphlet without realizing it was a different process. She says she regrets that information was not accurate, and she says they're working to fix it. And in fact, today they actually changed the guidelines online.
Uh-huh. Well, so this is complicated, but it makes me think, is this some like obscure template or law that they dug out of the 19th century?
Well, it is and it isn't. It's obscure enough that we didn't catch it. We didn't know,
nope,
right?
Nope.
What's odd is that the process for amending the charter was actually voted on in 2006. So you and I probably voted on language that
I remember those charter amendments.
There were like 10 of them.
Yes, I did.
And so typically the charter is amended by the council and not by voters. That is an unusual thing. But remember, last year we did have a citizen-sponsored charter amendment, and that brought us district elections. That was a charter amendment. That was 2013.
That one I remember voting for. Why is this all coming to light now?
Well, it came to light last week because the city clerk's office apparently got some inquiries, and they were like, oh, this is interesting. Let's ask the city attorney. So they made a call to Pete Holmes' office, and he came back with an opinion that said, oh, yeah, we actually have researched this, and, oh, actually, no, we can't do a charter amendment this year. That ruling was on another charter amendment that was put forth by a group called Forward Seattle, and these are small business owners.
So there were actually two charter amendments that were supposed to go to voters this year. Where does this all leave us?
So this leaves us with the fact that we have a $15 an hour minimum wage, and it will start going into effect in April of next year. 15 now says they're pretty happy with it, so they will probably suspend their charter amendment signature drive. Some businesses are complaining that this was a rushed deal under false pretenses, so they're not happy with it. But if anyone wants to put a charter amendment before voters, they can do it next year. That's pretty clear. Or there's still time to change course and put an initiative petition before voters, because the deadline for that is August 5th.
KOW's Deborah Wong, thank you so much for explaining this to me.
Thank you.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.